It's time now for the Quiz Bowl, online only at Q107Radio.com. The brackets, the podcast, all online at Q107Radio.com. Every match sponsor is being sponsored by Coburn Superstore of Mitchell, Walmart of Mitchell, Mitchell Technical Institute, and Avera Health Systems Central Office. This winner's bracket matchup between Scotland and Bonham also being sponsored by Poet Research Center of Scotland, The Recreation Bar, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Scotland, Hazy Heating and Cooling, and Kronisel Insurance. Scotland and their coach Chris McGregor, they beat Sanborn Central 3-2. They have a team captain of Dallas First, with team members Lincoln Hagedorn and Derek Provacek not in the room today, but on the team Luke Cavanaugh, Tracy Cruz, and Dane James. For Bonham, their coach Megan Pisick, they beat Trip Delmont by forfeit in the first round. They have a team captain of Maddie Hall, with team members Macy Hayek and Bo Rothschettle. Team members not in the room today, Emily Dufek and Sydney Kubel. It is Scotland. It's Bonham. Winner's bracket matchup in the Quiz Bowl, online only at Q107Radio.com. Scotland has won the coin toss to determine who'll get to go first. Scotland, you ready for your first round question?
Yes.
Here is your first round question for Scotland. Baffin Bay, B-A-F-F-I-N, is in an arm of what ocean?
Indian Ocean.
The Atlantic Ocean, Scotland. No correct answer there for you. Bonham, back to you. Here is your first round question. Bacteria and what other decomposers give off digestive enzymes that dissolve food and then absorb this liquid food by diversion through their cell membranes?
Fungi,
we would accept both of those. You are correct, Bonham. You're on the board. You lead it 1-0. Back to Scotland for the tie. What notorious outlaw participated in the Lincoln County War?
Can you repeat the question?
What notorious outlaw participated in the Lincoln County War?
Wild Bill.
Not correct. It's Billy the Kid, or better known as William Bonney. Not correct there for Scotland. We go back to Bonham. They lead it 1-0. The Black September terrorist group murdered 11 Israeli athletes at the 1972 Olympics in what city?
No answer.
Munich is what I'm looking for. No correct answer for Bonham. Back to Scotland for the tie. What term used formerly in law enforcement is synonymous with these slang words? Canary, rat, snitch, fink, squealer, stool pigeon.
Informant.
Is correct, Scotland. You've tied the match up 1-1. Bonham, back to you for the lead. The Reapportionment Act of 1929 fixed the House of Representatives at how many voting members, the number that remains in effect today?
438.
Correct answer is 435 is what I'm looking for. No correct answer for Bonham. Back to Scotland to take the lead. In monarchies, because they owe their allegiance to the sovereign, citizens are collectively referred to as what?
Peasants.
Subjects. No correct answer there for Scotland. Bonham, back to you. In 1932, the English physicist James Chadwick discovered what particle similar in mass to the proton but without an electric charge?
Neutron.
Is correct, Bonham. You've taken a lead of 2-1. Scotland, back to you for the tie. Friction can be reduced by using a lubricant, by making the surfaces smoother, or by reducing what between the two materials?
Traction.
Pressure is what I'm looking for. No correct answer for Scotland. Back to Bonham with the correct answer here. Bonham, you will win the match 3-1. What structure built in the early 1960s was supposed to protect a portion of the German population from fascist conspiracies, but actually served only to prevent massive immigration and defections?
The Berlin Wall.
is correct, Bonham, and you've won the match 3-1 over Scotland. Bonham stays undefeated. They'll play again December 18th. They're just one step away from being in the final eight in Mitchell. Scotland, their first loss. They'll play again in elimination round against Woonsocket on December 4th. Final score here in our Quiz Bowl Online, Bonham 3, Scotland 1. With our Quiz Bowl Online at Q107radio.com. I've been your host, Steve Morgan.